All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, second segment, and we are delighted to have Wally Walker, good old number 41, joining us tonight. And Hobbo has got like 10 more questions.
That's right, number 41 and Barry Parkhill, number 40. I retired two jerseys. You know, they retired mine just because it was really sweaty, you know.
But number 33.
You know, Wally, as you well know, the ACC season is a grind. Virginia's two games in, 16 to go. You know, when you responded to my email the other day, and you've already made reference to it, most coaches say take it a game at a time. I think the amazing thing about Tony's club, it's almost like they take it a possession at a time. The focus is unbelievable.
It is, and it's one of the reasons they're so much fun to watch, because you can just trust, you know, they're going to be ready to play. And listen, we've all been following teams that we in all the sports, and you know, if you're a fan, you're going to be frustrated at some point, and there's just been so little of that because of the way the team has executed.
We look back at last year, you know, the Tennessee game where they got beat, hammered by 30 down there, and that was almost unbelievable to a lot of us. I keep waiting to think maybe at some point in time this team is going to have a bad spell, but it seems like with the experience level, they may be able to avoid that pitfall this year.
Well, they're going to have a bad shooting night or run into a hot team. And listen, the Miami game, as agonizing as it was for the lead to evaporate, they needed a game like that. They needed to execute at the end of a game and find out who was going to step up, which, of course, Justin did magnificently. There'll be more of those games, and maybe they won't find a way to pull it out, but that'll be part of the growth.
You know, the one thing, you know, Coach Bennett in the comments after the game, he talked a little bit about Miami exposing some of Virginia's vulnerabilities. Now, he obviously didn't expound upon that, but, you know, the only thing that I could see this team might have an issue is when other teams have really quick guards. Sometimes we have a challenge trying to guard people off the dribble, where they just and I think that happened a little bit on Saturday with Rodriguez beating us off the dribble. I think at the VCU game, Weber beat us a few times off the dribble, and that allowed VCU to get open looks from the corner where they sort of closed the gap on us. So in that regard, we sort of miss Jontel Evans. We really don't have an on-ball defender like Jontel.
No, I know, and Shayak did a great job when he came in late to stay in front of Rodriguez, and that helped a lot. But I'm agreeing with what you're saying, and then you add to the fact that if you have what we used to call a stretch four, I guess they still do, or any kind of big man that can hit a three, if you run a pick and roll with a quick guard and that guy, and you got a guard to keep the guard from turning the corner on you, and that guy, you know, steps back and gets an open three. In college, you don't have a lot of guys, big men, that can make that, but Miami did, and so that's, you know, that's a hard play to defend at any level, and you know, that is one, you know, we'll probably see again.
As you look across the national scene, you think about Kentucky, Duke, Louisville, Arizona. I mean, is you know, obviously Virginia's ranked third. Do you feel we have the talent to compete with those folks?
Yeah, just the way we play, you know, there's not a game you can look at and say we won't be in the game. And, of course, that starts with the great defensive discipline. And then it just gets to, you know, can we keep executing and perform offensively, which, again, was more the issue in the second half against Miami. We had trouble scoring. And, listen, everybody goes through some lulls like that. But if we can avoid those and just stay with it and – We need different people, different nights. I mean, London hadn't gotten going offensively all year, and then, you know, it's terrific against Miami. So that speaks to, you know, talent and depth too.
You know, the player for Miami that got hot outside, the big man, was Omar Sherman, and he was 3 of 7 from 3-point land, which I'm pretty certain Virginia's scouting report didn't have him taking that many shots outside. Looking at the upcoming games for Virginia, they're going to play NC State this Wednesday night. I will be there in the house. UVA then travels on Saturday to Notre Dame, and then Virginia is back at home to tangle with those pesky Tigers of Clemson at an 8 p.m. game, and then following that, UVA travels to Boston College. So kind of an interesting segment of games, or stretch of games, if you will. And, you know, back in your day, I'm sure the thing to worry about was, you know, playing Carolina and Duke back-to-back like they seemingly always used to. And now Virginia's got to worry about people like Notre Dame and Louisville and Syracuse. I mean, what do you think of all that?
Well, I think that the league is very interesting. I think we've lost some of the regional rivalry by adding those teams. So it's mixed from my standpoint. But the game at Notre Dame, as a for instance, and the game at Louisville and the game at Syracuse will all be, you know, fascinating games to watch and highly competitive games and great tests for us. So the fact that we do have to go play those games, I think, will be, you know, very helpful as, you know, we get into tournament time.
So what is young Mr. Walker going to major in at the university?
You know, he hasn't decided. He likes it. He had a great first semester, and he's home, which of course we love, and he'll be coming back in a week. But I think he's leaning more towards history, political science, which, you know, there's some family background with each of those.
Absolutely. As some of our listeners may know, Bob's one of his brothers was a member of Congress for a number of years. So your son qualifying to get in as an out-of-state student, that's not too shabby. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. No, he made his own decision, but his father is thrilled because just being able to share watching a game and cheering for our guys together is great fun for me.
Do you expect to be back in Charlottesville for any of the games this year?
I'm coming back for the Duke game, and I've got season tickets, which, you know, get used by others, of course, most of the time, because I only get back a time or two. But I did test a friendship, Hobbo, of our mutual friend Barry Parkhill. Mm-hmm. I started out the conversation this way a couple weeks ago. I said, Barry, you know, I'm coming back. I need some help on tickets. And he said, don't tell me Duke. I said, I'm telling you, Duke. So I know it's been sold out forever, and they just get worse and worse for finding tickets, but he did find some for me. So I'm coming there with some friends and my wife.
You know, last year, I believe I saw you and your son walking in the president's box, and I said, he's a shoo-in to attend the university, because I saw him laughing and smiling and enjoying the atmosphere. So,
well, Wally, he goes back to the true student athletes at the University of Virginia. He was, you know, I'm honored to call him a teammate myself. So it'll hopefully, I expect to be at the Duke game, so maybe I'll catch up with you when you're back in Charlottesville there. It'd be good to see you, and that should be a great atmosphere. We got a lot of basketball between now and then, but looking forward to that period where you look at the schedule, it's Duke, North Carolina, Louisville, three consecutive games. So
yeah.
you talk about a tough stretch, but I'm sure Tony would say the most important game on the schedule right now is NC State, and mm-hmm. and that's the way it is.
No, and he's good about that. And just going back to your student-athlete comment, my son's goal, and it'll be a low bar for him, will be to do better his second semester of his first year than his father did. in the classroom, that is.
Well, as some people may realize, Wally was the first class that actually could play as a freshman, so he started immediately as a freshman, and I think, you know, back in those days, it was tough, you know, because you had to take classes. We didn't really have the 5 and 6 year programs back in those days, you know, and didn't take a lot of summer school, so you were actually taking a full load of classes, being a starting on the varsity team right away. I can understand why you may have had some challenges in that second semester, but you more than made up for it.
Well, thank you for rationalizing that one, Hobbo. I seem to have lost the direction to Cabell Hall at some point that semester and reclaimed it that next year.
Well, good.
You did. Hey, before we let you go, Wally, can you tell us some of your former teammates that you still stay in touch with? And is there a favorite moment as a Cavalier athlete that sticks out above all?
Well, yeah, I stay in touch with a lot of guys from you know, my years, and we talked about, you know, Hobbo's classmate Barry. I'm in touch with him all the time, and we only played together the 1 year. Ivoroni, I stay in touch with. Billy Langlo helped scout for us here in Seattle. When I'm back, yeah, your way, I see Mark Newland and Bobby Stokes and Bob Sefcik, who's my year that Hobbo will remember. Stay in constant touch with him. So anyway, you can't do that too much, and I've been on the West Coast all these years. You don't have enough opportunities. So I was back this summer and saw a couple of guys and actually Coach Holland as well. So Always fun to do that.
Frank's been after me a long time to get Billy Langlow on the show, so I need to get you to send me his contact information. We need to have Mr. Langlow on Who's Talking.
Yeah, well, good luck getting him, but I'll be happy to send it to you. And if you can get him, you'll have a good show.
I'm sure it'll be colorful. Thank goodness for the 8-second delay, right?
Well, he's got great stories. Of course, he and I were roomies for years, and he's a good man.
Very good. Well, Wally, thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope to see you at the Duke game, and we wish your son well at the university. I know he'll do great. In the meantime, how about any thoughts?
No, just we thank you for your time, Wally, and look forward to seeing you. Best to the family, and thanks again for taking a few minutes.
Okay, good to be with you guys. Thank you.
Take care, Wally. All right, we're going to go to break now. We come back on the other side. We're going to have the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, the Mark Foss Brown home team Olympic sports report, and way more discussion about the UVA basketball team. So stay with us.